Hey guys, welcome to It's a Bronx Story,
a podcast by two lifelong Yankee fans about all things Yankees.
So we just came off our live stream of Game 3 of the Blue Jays series. Unfortunately, the Yankees didn't win, but they did win the series against the Blue Jays, so we'll talk all about that series, and then we'll also talk about Robinson Cano getting DFA'd by the Mets, as well as we'll touch briefly on Mad Bum getting ejected, just kind of our thoughts about the umpire situation as a whole there. But yeah, so jumping into the first game of the Jay series, like, we came into the series hoping for a series win. I mean, a sweep would be cool just to keep winning, but we ultimately just wanted to win the series. Getting the win in Toronto against the Blue Jays would be great for the team right now.
So the series, how it lined up was Monty versus Stripling. We figured, you know, we should be able to win that game. Then it was Tyone versus Manoa, and we figured we'll lose that game. And then the rubber game would be, you know, Kikuchi versus Cortez, and we should win that game. So we figured, you know, two out of three, we should be able to win, and that's all we really want. You know, a series win is all we want.
Yeah, and then, so yeah, going, the first game was an interesting one. It was a low scoring game, which has been like kind of the theme of the Blue Jays this year, like close, low scoring games, which is kind of the opposite of what you would expect.
Yeah, they won a ton of one run games, and you know, that's just kind of shocking that you would think that they would be blowing guys out just with their offense, but it just hasn't really clicked yet for them.
Yeah, but Monty, I mean, overall, he had a pretty good start of 5 innings pitched, 2 earned runs, 5 strikeouts, no walks. And the 2 earned runs came in the 4th inning off of, it was a double from Bo Bichette that did the double score. I think it was,
It scored Springer, because yeah, Springer was on base. I think he walked.
Yeah, and I think Matt Chapman got like kind of a lazy single through the middle that Glaber almost caught, but then it was just hit soft enough that it was a free run once it got to the outfield.
That tied the game, because at the top of the fourth, Glaber hit a 2-run home run to have the Yankee, to give the Yankees a 2-0 lead at that point.
Yeah, and then from there out, it was kind of until from the fifth to the eighth, Monty finished off the fifth, but then it was kind of the two bullpens just going at it. Loaisiga, Miguel Castro both looked good. Clay Holmes looked good. So our bullpen looked good, and we faced David Phelps, Trevor Richards, and Adam Simber, which Simber's the submarine guy, which this team never seems to be able to hit submarine guys. But yeah, it was basically just the bullpens locking both the offenses down, and then we got to the ninth inning, and I'll let you cover what happened there.
With Yimi? Yeah, so Yimi started the inning, and then, you know, sorry, I'm watching the Red Sox game as we're doing this.
Oh.
Well, Stanton singles, and then, you know, they pinch run it for Tim LoCastro, and I've been saying this for the longest time. It's just, I like having speed on the Yankees team. It just changes things. And just like that, Tim LoCastro steals second, and that really gets the inning going, because if he's not pinch running, the Yankees don't score in that inning, because Glaber singles, scores him, but Stan was not going to score on that. He was not going to steal. He was not going to score. Like, without that pinch run, we don't score that run, and it's just a nice dynamic for the Yankees to have.
Yeah, and Glaber had 3 RBIs this game. Great game for him.
Double
and
offense.
Yeah, he was the whole offense. And then Chad Green came in for the save, which is a nerve-wracking experience, but
he got it was the bottom of the lineup when he came in, so you feel good. It's always, the thing is with Green is that he's kind of homer prone, but facing the bottom of the lineup, you feel good about it.
Yeah. Yeah, and he was able to get the job done, so we win the game, and the win streak goes to 11. and we're feeling good winning the first game of the series. And then the second game was the one that Jatinder had mentioned. It was Manoa versus Tyone. That's kind of, you give the favor to Manoa in that one, definitely. He's always had the Yankees number. And this game was really no different. They worked his pitch count enough that he only pitched six innings, but he gave up one run, seven strikeouts. So he did pitch well, but his one run was an incredible at-bat from Judge. He went down 0-2, spit on three sliders, fouled off a couple pitches fouled off a couple fastballs during that at-bat, and then took him deep. And during this, he started the at-bat with Hicks on first, and then Hicks got caught stealing, which it could what could have been 2-0 or 2-1 at that point. The Blue Jays scored one run off of a Bo Bichette double.
Tyone was matching Manoa 0-for-0 for a while there. You know, we were only down 1-0 when Judge hit the home run. Yeah. But yeah, Manoa was shutting us down that whole time. Like, we just got nothing. We had something in the first inning. We had a hit and a walk, so we had runners on base. But after that inning, we did nothing.
Yeah, it was kind of a bullpen versus bullpen because both starters went six innings and gave up one run. So it's bullpen versus bullpen again. At that point, tied 1-1. And then the seventh inning, things got kind of crazy. There was, I believe, now I got to think of who did everything. I think was it Stanton that they were trying to double up Stanton, were they?
It was. Stanton led off the inning, and he hit it to the shortstop, and the shortstop kind of, like, the ball kind of, like, went up, like, he just couldn't handle it, and then he threw it to Vlad, and they called him safe. So that's how everything started. It started with that, you know, error. I think it was ruled an error, because there's no way they ruled that a hit, but it started off that error, and then the Blue Jays kind of challenged it, and they thought, you know, Vlad was still on first, and he was not. There was no evidence that showed me that Vlad was on the bag for it to be ruled an out. So they kind of lose their challenge there.
Yeah, and that turned out to be huge because the inning kept going, and then was the run from Marwin was not. No, Donaldson got a double.
Stanton stayed in the game.
Yeah.
Donaldson hit a double. But the way he hit the double, it wasn't like just a normal double. Like it split the gaps, and like the center fielder couldn't get it. So Stanton was actually able to score from first.
Yeah, I think it was home. Lourdes Gurriel tried to cut the ball off.
Yeah, he slid.
Before it got to the wall, and he slid and missed it. So then Stanton was able to score from first, and that started things. And then Marwin got another double in that inning to score Donaldson. And then later on in the inning, there was a was it bases? I don't think the bases were loaded, but I think Hicks hit like a ground ball. And
It was runners on, I think, first and third, because it was IKF on base. And then Hicks had them on first and third. They throw it to
Kirk.
Right? Yeah, that's right. Because he singled to. Was IKF at third? No, he must have been on second, because if he was on third, he would have scored easily.
Marwin was on third. It was a ground ball in the infield, and Marwin was going home. And they threw it home, and then Marwin got himself in a pickle. And he ended up, he quote unquote ended up avoiding the tag and ended up scoring on it. And since the Blue Jays already lost their challenge, it was ruled safe on the field, so they couldn't challenge it. But in the replay, it was clear as day that Vlad tagged him, as well as Marwin probably ran out of the base path, so he should have been out, but they couldn't challenge it. So he ended up being safe. And then after that, it kind of just kept going. Judge hit a rocket double that scored some more runs. I think Rizzo got another hit that scored another run.
I think after Judge, that was...
Oh, no, that was it after it Judge. Was,
yeah.
Yeah, and then... Wait, how did Trevino get an RBI? I think Trevino was the one that hit that. The thing with Marwin.
Oh, okay. So it was bases loaded then.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly. But yeah. So then our bullpen was lights out again. And in the ninth inning, Stanton hit a two-run home run to kind of... It was already 7-1. It was already pretty much game over. But that put it way out of reach. And this game we used Wandy, Miguel Castro, and Litke. So kind of our bottom three guys. So the everyone in the bullpen was really ready to go for game three. I mean, we felt good. This is 11 games in a row. We won the series. Game three is kind of just like
the cherry on top. You're playing with house money at this point, you know?
Like, if you lose this game, like, it stings to if to lose that game. But, like, at the same time, if you win, that's a sweep. That's huge.
Yeah.
But, like, you can live
this time of the year. Just
the series win.
Yep. Yep. That's all we – that's what we wanted to start the series. You want the series win. You just keep winning series. That's how you, you know, win the division. Just win series.
Yeah.
So – we did.
Yep. Yeah, and then today it was another low-scoring game. We had Nestor versus Kikuchi, which you would give the advantage to Nestor in that one. But he gave up two runs, which is kind of uncharacteristic for Nestor. And it's one of them was a solo home run to Matt Chapman, and then the other one was he just gave up a couple hard hits in a row. And
he just didn't have his best stuff. He was walking guys. He didn't, you know, he didn't look like himself. You know, he got through it, giving up two runs, but he only went four innings. He got his pitch count up high because of those four walks. I think to end the game, like, he was at, what, 87 through four?
Yeah.
About something like that?
Yeah. And against Kikuchi, our only offense was a Joey Gallo solo home run. Which obviously is good to see.
Gallo's which he's back in the lineup now, so that's nice.
Gallo's trying to heat up a little bit. And then, again, came down to the bullpen. Mike King came in, pitched
what a performance.
Three innings, nine up, nine down, no hits, no walks, three strikeouts. Like, not enough can be said about Mike King.
Just an ace reliever right there, you know, just a guy that can just come in, like, Cortez goes four innings. So, like, me and Ryan during the live cast, we were just like, so how are we going to cover these innings? Like, we feel good about our bullpen, but, like, you know, how are we going to cover these innings? And King, you know, does it himself. Yep. He covers those innings for us.
Yeah. So King single-handedly kept us in the game the whole time, 2-1 this whole time. And the Yankees had their opportunities and just couldn't get done. There was a situation where Higgy got a leadoff double in the sixth inning, I believe, sixth or seventh inning, and DJ hit a ground ball to move him over. So his third guy on third, one out, Judge is up. Judge ends up getting struck out on a 3-2 pitch that's wasn't a strike. It was below the zone. So, I mean, that was kind of a brutal way to get the second out, and then Rizzo popped out in the infield for the final out. So that was,
but imagine, runners on first and third, one out in the sixth inning with Rizzo up on. I know he ended up popping up, but, you know, that kind of changes the way that inning goes, you would think.
Yeah, and then the Yankees kept fighting again. And the eighth inning with Judge up again, they called a pitch that was like 4 inches inside, wasn't even close to a strike. They called a strike on a 2-0 pitch. So instead of the count going to 3-0, it's now 2-1, and then they give him a borderline pitch below the zone to bring it to 2-2, and
Even in the seventh, the Yankees had, you know, runners on. They walked, you know, in the seventh to kind of set things up. So, like, they had runners, you know, there. Me and Ryan in the live cast were saying, like, we don't want to go to the ninth facing Romano just because he's a really good closer. Like, you want to do something in those innings, and we had our opportunities, we just didn't do it.
Yeah, it was just a rough runners in scoring position day. So then we go into the ninth facing Romano, down one run, and things got real interesting. There's definitely a lot of stress on both sides in this inning.
So it was Rizzo to start the inning off because we were saying how there's a lefty versus the righty. You kind of like that matchup, but he, ends up flying out. And then Stanton does the same thing that he did Friday night. Sorry, Friday night. I'm Monday night. He gets a single, and then LoCastro comes in to pinch run, and you're kind of thinking, okay, let him steal second and score on a hit. Romano's is pretty quick to the to home plate. It was not an easy steal opportunity for LoCastro.
Yeah, and LoCastro didn't end up stealing, and Donaldson was up to bat, and he ended up hitting a single through the third base and shortstop hole. And I mean, it would have been, he hit it hard, so it would have been close if LoCastro was able to steal and was on second at this point. It would have been really close to tying up the game. He might have been able to get there. Gurriel has a good arm, but it would have been a close play, and that would have been crazy, but it was first and second with one out at that point. And then who's up
Hicks.
now? Hicks. Yeah,
Hicks.
Hicks ends up, did he walk or did he,
He's
no, he struck out.
he struck out because he was like,
Yeah, Hicks
come on.
took two hanging curve balls and then just ended up striking out on the third or fourth pitch or whatever. But then you give up, Gallo comes up with two outs. And he ends up working a walk, which was really good
Pretty
to see
good.
from Gallo. So now it's bases loaded, two outs, with IKF up to the plate.
And
And
we know what he does against elite closers in these type of situations,
yeah,
right?
he almost
He
took Class A deep. But he ends up hitting a chopper to third base. And it got really interesting because Chapman's throw wasn't very good. And then Vlad Guerrero was like doing the splits and almost didn't get the scoop, and that would have tied the game, but Vlad ended up
Almost
making the
similar
play.
to yesterday's game where, was his foot off the bag. It was on the bag, but it kind of shows you like if they would have it's the other situation. Like if they would have called it an out in yesterday's game, there would not have been enough evidence. Even though here I think it was clear to me that he was on first, but maybe it's like you just stick with what the call was called on the field. But yeah, dude, the splits was kind of amazing too that he even did that. Like he was, those were full splits.
Yeah, but nice play by him.
Good pitching by us though. To I was saying it, like we held them to 5 runs total in the series. Like if you said that in just one game, you're like, that's pretty good. You held them. You did that over 3 games. That's what, 1.5 runs per game.
Yeah,
Something like that,
that's
1.6.
something like that. But nothing, not enough good things can be said about the pitching. It's tough because like, if we were to lose the first game of the series and then win the next two, this would be like a much happier episode. But it's just like we had the chance to get the sweep and go on a 12-game winning streak, and all of this fun stuff, and we just barely lost. So it's just kind of defeating, but we're still in first place by 2.5 games. Like we've built a really good start for ourselves, and now who do we have coming up?
We have the Rangers.
A 3-game series, right?
We don't play, so we don't play tomorrow.
Oh, I
Tomorrow's,
forgot about that.
we don't play tomorrow, unfortunately, so nothing there, but we play Friday against the Rangers. We play the Rangers, and then I think we have that quick series against the Blue Jays.
Yeah, so hopefully we can sweep the Rangers, continue our like domination of bad teams. That would be, but we need to win that series. And then if we could take both games against Toronto at home, that would be really ideal, but at least take one of them. But yeah, like I'm happy with the series win, and like looking forward to the Rangers series. We have Cole, Sevy, and Monty, so that should be like, again, kind of like the Detroit series, we have our three best
Royals
pitchers, or
series.
yeah, Royals. We have our three best pitchers going, so it should just be like the Royal Series. You should just win all three and keep rolling.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I think on paper we have a good, you know, series coming up. And that's just what's crazy about our rotation is that you feel good about every single guy going out there, you know? Like,
yeah.
Right now, with the way our rotation is, like, I feel confident in throwing anyone there and them matching the next guy 0 for 0.
Yeah.
And then our bullpen, that's even more lights out, you know? You have King doing his thing. You have, you know, Clay Holmes. Like, how do you hit his sinker right now? I don't know how you hit that.
Yeah, it's the team's playing well. So yeah, that's this series, and kind of talking about, I guess we can start with Mad Bumbies. It's a kind of a quick thing. If you didn't see it, he got ejected from a game for kind of talking back to an ump, but the ump was checking his hand for sticky stuff like they do with every pitcher, and the Marlins pitcher Hernandez, when he came out, it was kind of just like a super quick, like, feel his hand, blah, blah, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
But when Mad Bum came out after the first, it was, he stared Mad Bum in the eyes the entire time and took like 30 seconds to check his hand while staring at Mad Bum the entire time. And
Mad Bum, him.
Yeah, he was definitely, it was a power trip. He wanted Mad Bum to say something. For whatever reason, he wanted to throw Mad Bum out of the game and, like, see if he could get a reaction out of him. Mm-hmm. And he did. Mad Bum got thrown out in the first inning. It's just, it's ridiculous because now the Diamondbacks bullpen is screwed because some ump decided to take a power trip. There's no reason for him to check Mad Bum like that. Like, look at his hand, check his hand, but you don't need to just stare at Mad Bum the entire time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was, like, I saw the videos later. I just saw, like, the notification. I just saw he got ejected. I assumed they just found sticky stuff on him, and they was like, okay, yeah, like, nothing of it. Like, I mean, I guess it is kind of big news if a guy gets ejected for sticky stuff, because he would be, what, the third guy found like that? Mm-hmm. But especially Mad Bum with his reputation. But, like, I didn't really think anything of it. I just thought it was just a normal, you know, routine check. You know, they found something, they ejected him. But it was not really routine.
Yeah. It was frustrating. But yeah, it's the ump show. We all know about the ump show. It's reared
Boone its ugly head. Boone got ejected this game, yep, too.
Yeah, so. We forgot to mention that. After that horrible call against Aaron Judge, Boone got ejected because this ump was just horrible all game, both sides.
Boone got his money's worth
that. That was more intense than the Savages in the Box ejection.
I want to see just what was said there. Like, you know, the umpire kind of like fought back too with his, like, he was chirping. So I want to see what was said between them.
Yeah. And the final topic for today is the Robinson Cano ended up getting DFA'd by the Mets. It's surprising only for the name and the amount of money that Cano is. Like, if you only look at the way he's been playing, it's not surprising, but he's cost like 30 or 40 million.
And, yeah, 40 million.
And it's Robinson Cano. So it was the right move, but it's definitely noteworthy that Robinson Cano got DFA'd.
Yeah, it's like he was my pick for the next, you know, 3,000 hit guy. You know, just the way his swing, it just seemed perfect. Like, he was the guy. Then, you know, the suspension, you know, that clearly derailed it. He's not the same player. They weren't going to send down Dominic Smith. So, in a way, it's not shocking. It's only shocking because of the money reason, because you would think they would give him a longer leash just because they owe him this much money, but they clearly don't see him turning it around, and I don't think he's going to turn it around either. It'll be interesting to see which team he might latch on to. Do you see him going to another team?
I don't know if I do, because he's not like an Albert Pujols where he has, like, he's not going back to the Yankees, and he's not going back to
the Mariners. Have enough infielders.
He doesn't have any home team to go back to. And he's not good enough to warrant how much he costs. Like, he's not some old guy.
Would he would be a... Well, I would think true. He would clear waivers, and then he'll sign league minimum. But like maybe the Reds,
Yeah, I could
maybe.
see like him going league minimum to a rebuilding team just to sell tickets.
I mean, but most likely, you know, go on a beach in the Dominican, collect your paycheck, you know, call it a career, you know, don't retire officially because I guess you lose out on all that money, but you know, go on a beach in the DR and just, you know, enjoy the rest of life.
Yeah, stay in quote unquote baseball shape.
Yeah.
But yeah, and this, anything else that you want to talk about?
I think that's it. I can't, you know, it's kind of been a long day just doing that live stream, but you know, there's anything in the news around MLB that I want to talk about.
Yeah, it's been a long one. We were live for the entire game, so like 3 hours, and so this will be a short episode, perfect for your drive to work. As always, if you enjoyed the episode, leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen. If you're watching on YouTube, leave a like, comment, and subscribe if you want to see more. Remember to check us out on Twitter and Instagram at The Bronx Story. And as always, let's go Yanks.
Let's play ball. May the 4th be with you.
All right. See you guys.